Okay, Rabbi Say, I want to discuss with you today is Yerideya Simin Reish. Yerideya Simin Reish relates to the bracha on Tevila. And if you just read the Mechaber and the Rambam, there's a machlokes over here. Kishaposhetes ma'abusha, kshaomedes bachaluka, tevarech hashem tzoysa b'tzibanu al ha'tevila, v'tivshot chaluka b'titbol. Meaning, according to the Mechaber, the woman, when she goes to the mikveh, what she does is she's wearing her bathrobe, she recites the bracha, she removes her bathrobe, and she jumps in. If she didn't make the bracha until she's inside the mikveh already, so the mechaber writes that she has to dirty up the water somehow. Okay, the Rama writes, Yesh omrim. Shalot ad achar hatzivila, that you only make the bracha after you went to the mikvah. And this is our minhag b'chino hagin shal achar tevila, when she's still in the water, she covers herself with her beged or with her shirt and she recites a bracha. So basically, the mechaber says that you make the bracha before you go into the water. The Rama writes that you make the bracha after you're in the water. Now, what is the pshat in this machlokes? So it goes as follows. I don't think there is that much chiddush over here, although I hope we'll add one or two nekudos. Brian, I think, will be happy with what we add. The Gemara tells us in Pesachim, Davzayin on the base, that you recite Kol HaMitzvos Mevarchanei and Ovel HaAsiyasam. You recite the bracha on all mitzvos before you do the mitzvah. Chutz min ha-tevila bovad. Rav Chista says that the bracha on tevila you make afterwards. It, right? Chutz min ha-tevila bovad. Tanya nam yohachi, tova va'ola v'al yasa omer, bracha shekshem tzayisa v'tzivanu al ha-tevila. That you make the bracha after the tevila. What the Gemara is basically saying is, and this is clear, and I started a line too late in the Gemara says by tevila, you can't recite the bracha earlier because akati gavra lo chazi, meaning that the person is not shayich, is not able to make the bracha before the tevila. Therefore, you have to make the bracha after the tevila. Akati gavra lo chazi. What does that mean? Akati gavra lo chazi. So the pashtus is that Rabbeinu Chananel says this, or the Pashto says, and Rabbeinu Chananel says this, that when we speak about how Akati Gavra Lo Chazi, what that means is that by Tevilas Ger, when a Ger goes to the mikvah, so the Ger cannot recite the bracha before the Ger goes to the mikvah because he's not yet Jewish. You can't say Asher Kedshem B'Sayso V'Tzivanu when you don't have and you're not yet Jewish. So therefore, by Tevilas Ger, you recite the bracha afterwards. But every other person who goes to the mikvah, says Rabbeinu Chananu, Bal keri ukiyotze bo, you make the bracha beforehand, because we paskin that nohug alma, that divrei Torah is not mekabel tuma. The Gemara in Brachas Chaf Beis tells me that the practice is that a Bal keri recites a bracha, a Bal keri can daven, etc. That's the way the Taisus quotes it. So because of that, the bracha after going to the mikvah is a special halacha by a ger. Only by a ger do you recite the bracha after going to the mikvah. That's the shita of Taisus. That's the shita of the Rabbeinu Chananel, excuse me. And that would be the shita of the mechaber. The mechaber says that you recite the bracha after you went to the mikvah. I say it backwards all the time. The mechaber says you recite the bracha before you go to the mikvah, because the only time you recite the bracha after you go to the mikvah is by tevilas ger. But everyone else, you recite the bracha before you go to the mikvah. That's the shita of the Rabbeinu Chananel. That's the shita of the mechaber. The Rama who writes that you recite the bracha after going to the mikveh. So where does this come from? So the Ri in the Taisvist writes, De ein lig ar ben noshim shemivarchais achar ha tevila, kevan de ikka tevila asker de lamatzi lavarech lo chelko. The Ri Baal HaTaisvist says that since a ger recites the bracha after going to the mikvah, so everyone recites the bracha after going to the mikvah, lo chalku. They don't want distinctions. Distinctions are complicated. So everyone recites the bracha after going to the mikvah, atu a ger. Now, Taisus then goes on to discuss the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim. I want to talk about that in a few minutes. But Lecha'ora, it's difficult. What the Ri is saying, that you recite the bracha after the tevila, everyone, right? Noshim, ain lig arba noshim. You don't scream at the women. Recite the bracha after tevila, because it's a gezeira atu tevilas hager. So a few points. The Beis Yosef already noted that the lashon of the Ri is ein ligar binashim. Ein ligar means don't scream. Saying not to scream is very far from an endorsement. When the Ramah says that you make the bracha afterwards, l'cha'ayra, that's not based on the Ri, because the Ri says just ein ligar binashim. So it can't really be based on the Ri. Moreover, on this point, the first point the Beis Yosef makes already, Beis Yosef says, Ein Ligar is very different than an endorsement. But L'cha'ayra, there are opinions that making the bracha afterwards is the Iker Hadin. It's not just not to scream. In the way Taisvis in Brachos presents this sugya, Taisvis on Daf Nun Aleph says, Mipnei osa tevila, because of tevilas ger, hitzrichu lekol sha'ar tevilais levarech achar tevila. Because of tevilas ger, they said that all tevilos recite the bracha after going to the mikvah. So, unlike the way our Taisvis says it, that ein lig arba noshim, which is what appears in the Taisvis Rabbeinu Peretz as well, ein ligar, you get the impression from Taisvis in brachas on Nun Aleph that they are actually endorsing this practice. However, it still is difficult. Why does the Ramah say that you make the bracha after going to the mikvah? Why does the Ramah say it? You want to say it's a gezeira atu tevilas ger. A gezeira would make sense if most of the time you make the bracha afterwards. Most of the time you have to make the bracha afterwards. So then fashteyach, I'd understand why it is that in certain cases that for technical reasons, you don't make the bracha afterwards. You shouldn't make the bracha afterwards. We'll make a gezeira atu the roiv. But let's be honest. Most of going to the mikvah is not because you're converting to Judaism. To make a gezeira, what the Ri is saying, or what the Taisus and the Ri is saying as ein ligar, where the Taisus and Brachas is saying that that's the practice. And by the way, the Taisus and Brachas in all the versions of Taisus that I saw in the Sefer Bracha Mishuleshes is the Tosas Rabbeinu Yehuda, and there's a Taisus HaRosh there in Brachas. They all say it as like a matter of absolute halacha, that you recite the bracha after Tevila because of Birchas Hager. And the Ger is Hakati Gavra Lochazi. But I don't understand. Right, ger is not roiv of tevila. So what's the pshat? So anir lofi in istayti, that the pshat is as follows. If you look in brachas on nun aleph, brachas nun aleph, right? So we say that you make the bracha afterwards. Akati gavra loy chazi, zokt Rashi. Meikar lo chazi, derov tevilos, or mishum balei keri, or mishum keri. And the Baal Keri is usur bibrachos, because brachos are divrei Torah. In other words, what Rashi is telling me in brachos nun aleph is it's not that I make a gezerah atu tevilas hager. That doesn't make sense. Why would I make a gezerah atu this weird case that almost never happens? But zukt Rashi, the pshat is that most people go to the mikvah Baal Keri. Okay. A Baal Keri should not make a bracha. So the Baal Keri doesn't make the bracha until after the tevila, because you're not supposed to make a bracha beforehand. Now, a few points about the Rashi, right? I understand the Gezerah according to Rashi. Got it. Great. The only thing is, the fact that a Baal Keri should not recite a bracha is rejected in Judaism, no? Judaism on Brachas Daf Chaf Beis tells me that Nohug Alma Kahani Tlas Savi, that the minig is like the three old men, as it were. And one of those opinions is that we paskin Ein Divrei Torah Mekablin Tuma, that the Tevila of Ezra was nispato, because we paskin that Torah is not mekabel tuma. Less hilchos hakabase. Less hilchos hakabase. So what Rashi is saying, that roiv tevilos are outzbalei keri, that doesn't make sense bizman hashas already, because bizman hashas, they did not go to the mikvah. A Baal Keri would not go to the mikvah. They were mevatel the tevila. Now, one could have argued that roiv tevilos are still for Keri, because Tosfos in Brachos on Chaf Beis Amid Beis, Dibar Hamaslo V'Lesel Chisa, Tosfos quotes a shita, an anonymous shita, that Yesh Mefarshim Davka LeTorah, Aval LeTefila Sarich Tevila. No, when we say that Ein Divrei Torah Mekablim Tuma, there is an opinion. In Tosfos, it's an anonymous opinion, but we know it as the Shita of the Rif. That when we say they're Mevatel Tevila, the only Mevatel Tevila, the only Mevatel going to the mikvah that you're allowed on Torah without going to the mikvah. But to daven, you have to go to the mikvah. This is the practice of many chassidim. They go to the mikvah every morning, no? Out's Baal Keri. We don't hold the Baal Keri. Zuck the Rif. Zucked this opinion in Tosfos. That what? That for tefillah, for davening, you have to go to the mikvah. Now, to say that this is the pshat, that roiv tevilos are based on keri, because they would go to the mikveh to daven, and it's based on the rif, I don't think you could say that in Rashi. Because Rashi writes, there in Brachos Nun Aleph, that bali keryon asurim bibrachos sheheim divrei Torah. You see that Rashi in Brachos Nun Aleph? A Baal Keri can't make brachos because brachos are divrei Torah. That means that Rashi is not saying somehow that tefillah is different than Torah. Rashi is saying that tefillah is Torah. When you daven, you're reciting psukim and or the like. Tefillah is Torah. That's what Rashi says. So, very hard to know. This practice of reciting the bracha afterwards, Tosfos says it's a gezeira atu tevilas ger. So we want to say that the pshat is that roiv tevilos are for Baal Keri, like Rashi says, not really gezeira atu ger, Because Ger isn't Rove. Elamai, Rove is Balkeri. But I, Rove is not Balkeri anymore. So L'cha'ora, the Pshat is as follows, gentlemen. The Pshat is that Bismanehem, Rove Tevilos were Atu Keri. Bisman has said it's not true anymore. But since Bismanehem, it was true. So therefore, they instituted the bracha after the tevila. Because there was a time, Amor the Katzaitin, there was a time that they would, that most tevilos were out keri. And based on that, we still continue the practice. Now that would mean that this practice of reciting the bracha afterwards is super duper old. Because already Bisman Hashas, they were Mevato the Tevila. When Rashi is saying that, Alt Keri, that means it's a Gezerah Atu, what happened, Bisman Hashas. that's already unusual. Also, I have to admit, and this Kash I don't know an answer to, if it's a Gezerah Atu Tevila, the Gezerah Atu Tevilas Ger, like Tosis writes in Psachim, or a Gezerah Atu Tevilas Balkeri, like Rashi writes. So, L'chaira, all Tevilos, you should recite the Bracha afterwards. There are a few cases of Tevila in Judaism. A Ger recites a Bracha, a Nida recites a Bracha. Balkeri, we don't recite a bracha. Even when you go to the mikveh every Yom HaKippur, we don't follow that Reb Sadia going that you make a bracha. But there's something called Tevilas Kalim, no? When I buy a keli from a goy, I immerse it in the mikveh. I recite a bracha. The bracha I recite is Al Tevilas Kalim, right? By the way, the bracha of Al itself is based on light plug. The bracha of Al is because since there is one case, that the bracha is done al, which is al nusach of la'achar siyasan. Everybody holds that the nusach habracha, they have a low plug. The shayla is the zman habracha, also a low plug. It's mevuar, I think, in all the rishonim. I don't know a single rishon who says that you make the bracha lit boil. And even by tevilas kalim, the nusach habracha is al, not lit. But by Tevilas Kalim, we recite the bracha before Tevila. Ashkenazim, who make the bracha of Tevilas Isha Nida after she goes to the mikvah, but Ashkenazim recite the bracha of Tevilas Kalim before you immerse it. So this is already hard to understand. Already it's getting hard to understand. So fortunately, I have two other Perushim. You know, in the Torah, when the Torah quotes that there are some who make the bracha after going to the mikveh, so one of the shitas that the Torah quotes to this effect is the Bahag. Who's the Bahag? So the Bahag in Simin Mem Aleph, the Bahag writes that you make the bracha, he quotes that the Braisa says that you make the bracha after going to the mikvah. That's what the Bahag says. One line. Kadzalka mitavila mechayiv aliviruchay. When she gets out of the mikvah, you make a bracha. Detanya tavavala v'aliyosom ebracha shekshem v'sayisav v'tzivanu ala tavila. That's what the Bahag says. What's the pshat in the Bahag? How can you make the bracha after the tavila? So in the notes on the bottom of the Bahag that I have, they have the perish of Reb Azriel Hildesheimer. Reb Azriel Hildesheimer was the rector of Hildesheimer's seminary, no? In Berlin. Hagen Reb Azriel Hildesheimer. So Reb Azriel Hildesheimer writes that Mavur Besefer Tosefta Atikta, Chelek Dalet Omud 11, Shedoros Atoli Bepluktas Harishonim Im Nida Muteres Lahispalel Ulahazgir Shem Shamayim. Brian, now you see why I like this? This depends on the practice whether a Nida is allowed to say God's name. Wow, now we're talking already. There was a practice that Anita would not recite Shem Hashem at all. Now, if you kind of get beneath the hood of this practice, so the Beis Yosef in Or Chaim Simen Peches, Beis Yosef quotes that the Hagos Maimini in Perek Dalet of Tefillah, and the Rav Yah in Simen Samaches of Brachas, they quote opinions that Nida should not daven in front of her friend, and Nida should not go into shul. These opinions exist. Anita should not go into shul. Anita should not daven in front of her friend. These opinions sound like Anita should certainly daven, should certainly make brachas. She just doesn't go to shul. Moreover, the Beis Yosef himself writes that these practices are not correct. The Ramah quotes, the Ramah in the Darkei Moshe, in Simen Kuf Tzadi Hei of Yerideya, Osches, the Ramah quotes these opinions that Anita should not daven behind her friend, should not go into shul. The Ramah then quotes that there's a Shari Dura, that the Shari Dura says women should not recite brachas at all when they're Anita. And he quotes Rashi, which Brian found last night. You probably didn't know I was going to speak about this, did you? Or
no, it was whatever, Min HaShemayim, I guess.
Mamish Min HaShemayim. I said, Brian called me last night. He's like, where is this Rashi? So I'm like, I don't know. Maybe it's in the Sefer Ora, the Sefer Paradis. It's actually in both. It's actually both in the Sefer Ora and Sefer Paradis. I don't have these Svarim at home. But the footnotes on the bottom of the base, in the bottom of the Ramah there, in the new tours and Simon Kuf Tzadi Hei, they quote from the Sefer Oyim and the Sefer Paradise that Rashi says that you can make brachos when you're in Nida. Nonetheless, the Ramah writes that the minhag in our countries is that a Nida does not recite brachos like the Shari Dura. The only thing is that the practice was that Anita would go to shul on Yom Noraim, because the Sefer Trumas Hadeshen, the Trumas Hadeshen writes that Lasos Nachas Ruach Lenoshim, so that the women would be itzavon, would be very hard for them, they'd be very sad if they can't go to shul on Yom Noraim, that this minig is that they do go to shul on Yom HaNorayim. But the rest of the time, the Ramah writes that a woman does not go to shul or daven. That's the minhag of the Ramah. Again, the Mechaber doesn't have this practice. The Ramah writes, this is the minhag. The only thing is that this minhag of the Ramah is, and if you read it clearly, slowly, carefully, Yesha kasu she'ein li'isha nida bimei ri'iyasa likanes lebeis haknesses. A woman bimei ri'iyasa. That means while she's bleeding, she doesn't go to shul. While she's bleeding, she doesn't go to shul. Apparently, it's a gnai to go to shul while you're bleeding. It's insulting somehow. Es pasnisht. The minig is only bimei Ri'iyasa. The minig was not until she went to the mikvah. The Mishnah Berurah writes that in our countries you don't have this minhag, but we do have the minhag that women are nidos, do not go to a cemetery. And over there the practice is that until she goes to the mikvah, she doesn't go to a cemetery. But the minhag of not reciting brachas is only bimei ri'iyasa. So the practice of the bahag, that you recite the bracha after you go to the mikvah, it's very hard to assume that this practice is Because of these shitas and rishonim that you don't make a bracha, etc. Because these shitas and rishonim are only bimei re'iyasa while she's bleeding. By the time she's going to the mikveh, gentlemen, she ain't bleeding anymore. She already went through shiva nikiyim. So what is this practice based on? So when you get beneath the hood of the sugya, I don't know why. Sometimes you end up learning and go down like a rabbit hole and you get stuck like in a topic. That's what happened this morning. You get beneath the surface over here. So the footnotes on the Rav Yoh, were written by Avigdor Aptowitzer. Aptowitzer was a goyin olam. Mamesh, the man had unbelievable bakiyas. So he quotes that there are some who quote from the Sefer Tosefes Rishonim, the Tosefta Atika from the Rishonim, whatever that means, Tosefes Rishon, Tosefta Atikta, in the name of, they quote it in the name of the Sefer Maisa HaGa'inim, and in the name of the Sefer Arzarua HaGadon, that calls man Shehi Betum Asa, she wouldn't recite any brachas. But Avigdor afterwards points out that when you get beneath the hood of this, ain't no such bite. Do I have to translate that into Yiddish or you understand it? Right? Ain't no such bite. If you don't understand it, you haven't learned enough Yiddish. There's no one who says it. Because the Arzaro HaGadol lo nimtza sham. B'sefer Maisa HaGa'inim lo nimtza sham. But apparently, there were Rishonim who had a different Gaonic tradition that she would not recite any brachis at all ad shetitbol. And this Bahag, the way Reb Azriel Hildesheimer is understanding the Bahag, this Bahag is based on that ancient tradition in Rishonim. This ancient tradition in Rishonim has a major source in the Perush of the Ravid at the end of Meseches Tomid. In the commentary of the Ravid at the end of Meseches Tomid, so it says that a Kohen, Sheyesh Beveso Nida, should not make a bracha, shouldn't duchen. If there's a Nida in the home of a Kohen, you should not recite, you should not duchen at all. If you duchen, it says, Al zeh ne'emar b'parischem kapechem, a'alem einay mikem. And a Kohen is not supposed to even go into the home where there is a nida. Just like a Kohen should not go into the home where there is a mace. This is on the Sefer Mikzoos that the Ravid quotes at the end of Meseches Tomid. This Shita is treating a Nida like a very extreme form of Tumah. This would mean that it's Mamish Tumah Ad Shetitbol, right? If you assume it's Tumah, and the Kohen can't make the Bracha, the Sefer Mikzoos writes, this is not something to quote in public, but the Sefer Mikzoos writes that Sefer Mikzoos writes that it's proper practice to have a special closet or a home where you lock the Nida in until she goes to the mikvah. That's proper practice, says the Sefer Mikzoos. Who was the Sefer Mikzoos, by the way? So in Avigdor Aptowitz's Mavot, the Sefer Ravya, on page 279, some of the advantages of learning at home, by the way, is that if I be in the base medrash, I'd never walk to the library to get this sefer. Happens when I'm at home. I have it on the shelf. So I go to the shelf. I take out the muvel to the rafia. Page 279, he quotes that the sefer Mikzoos is by Rabbeinu Hushiel, the father of Rabbeinu Chananel. Chananel ben Hushiel of Kairuan. The Rach on the page, right? Now, it's funny, the Rach is the one who holds that you should make the bracha before you go into the mikveh, but apparently the Sefer Mikzoos, we're not exactly sure, but it's attributed to Rabbeinu Chushiel. Sefer Mikzoos says that the practice was a Kohen who would have a need in his house with Natochen, which seems to be the source that's most similar to this idea that nida's mamish tuma. And if it's mamish tuma, until she titzbo, until she goes to the mikvah, you can't recite brachas. And that is probably the pshat in the Bahag. Basil Hildesheimer is saying the pshat in the Bahag, I think that's a very reasonable pshat in the Bahag. Now, obviously, according to this pshat, I'm not talking about making a gezeira atu tevilas ger, right? It's in Gantz and Andrish. It makes perfect sense, right? And it's done only by Nida. A Baal Keri would recite the bracha before you go. It's a special halacha by Nida, because Nida is considered a more extreme form of tumah. Lucha'ira. Our kasha from Tevilas Kelim is also answered according to this. There is, however, a third Peirush. By the way, and this Peirush of not reciting a bracha while you're in Nida is hinted at in the Sefer Hamanhig. In the Sefer Hamanhig in Simen Kuf Chaf Aleph, Simen Kuf Chaf Aleph in the Sefer Hamanhig is the simen about Birchas HaTevila. So he writes that Kevon Shehitameya Mutav Levarech B'Tahara V'lo B'Tuma. In other words, he's hinting at this Shita, but he says, you know what, we don't really hold this way, but it's better to make the bracha when you're Tahira rather than making the bracha when you are Tameya. So effectively what we're saying is Hazai. There's the shita of the Shari Dura that women would not make brachos at all. That shita does not make it to the Shulchan Aruch, even though the Ramah writes that this is our minhag, but the way the Ramah formulates the minhag in the Rechaim Simen Peiches is only not to go to Shul, and it's only Bimei Re'iyasa. To say this is the Pshat in the Bahag, you have to take a few jumps to assume that the din is Kol Zman Shehi Tameya, that you don't make brachos. This idea is not found in any Rishon that is extant, right? It's found in an Ezra HaGol that doesn't exist, in the Maisa Goinim that doesn't exist. It is found in the Sefer Mektzoos, who we're not exactly sure who he was, but that's probably the best source that we have for this practice. Oh, let's go weiter. There is another opinion in Rishonim. Again, we're trying to explain the Ramah. The Ramah says that you make the bracha after Tevila. There's another shita in the Taisus in Psachim Zayin Amid Beis. Yesh Mefarshim, Debechot Tevilos Kam Amar, De Gavra Lo Chazi. Remember, the Lashon HaShas is that you don't make the bracha before you go into the mikvah because Gavra Lo Chazi. So we understood Gavra Lo Chazi means that a ger can't recite B'tzivanu. You can't make the bracha before you go in. Why not? Zok, the second opinion, Taisus. Dilma mishum biyasusa demaya mimna velotavel. You'll be scared of water. So you can't make the bracha before you go in because you might not get there. You'll be scared. There's a shita of the raive that you don't make a bracha on kedushin because maybe she won't accept. Aye, she's wearing a white dress. Aye, you're in the wedding hall. Maybe she'll have cold feet, right? Again, this is within those shitas that birchas erisin is a birchas hamitzvah. But you might not, it might not happen. It might not happen. There are some who assume there's a tshuva Rabbi Yosef Tuv Elam that's quoted in the Tshuvas Harash B'Semin Yud Ches that we don't make a bracha on Nesinas Staka because maybe the ani won't want the money. You're going to walk over to ani, you're going to say, the ani is going to say, no. Right? You imagine the brisket, no. Bracha lo batal, no. You have to take the money. No? There is a shita that you might refuse it. Therefore, you don't make a bracha. That's what Taisvis in Psachim's second mahalach is. You might be scared of the water. So you make the bracha after you go in. Now the Beis Yosef quotes this shita And he says this is a possible pshat in the bracha afterwards. However, he says it can't really be the pshat because the second pshat in Tosfos is not quoted in the Torah at all. Moreover, says the Beis Yosef, by us, it's very hard to assume that Akati Gavra lo chazi means that you're scared of going to the mikvah. Why would that be called Gavra lo chazi? So again, if you get beneath the hood of this, I think we can explain the second pshat in Taisus a little bit better. What does Taisus mean, Mishum bi asusa? So he means two things. If you look in the Perush and the Maram Chalava in Psachim Dav Zayin, you get the impression he's saying Azoy. You can't make the bracha while you're still wearing the robe, because the din is the bracha has to be over la'asi yosam. It can't be over de over. No? I make the bracha when my tefillin's already on my arm before I tighten it. I can't make the bracha when I take the tefillin out of the tefillin bag. That's over de over. To recite the bracha when you're still wearing the robe, too far. And you're on to recite the bracha after you take the robe off, saying you're undressed. You can't make the bracha when you're undressed. We'll talk about this again. I'm not sure how long you guys are going to give me today. But can't make the bracha when you're undressed. So when we say Dilma Mishum Bi Asusa, the Bi Asusa probably means something along the lines of, it's not just that I'm scared you're not going to make the bracha, but there's a din of v'hoya machanecha kadosh, so you can't make the bracha when you are not yet gone in. You can't make the bracha also because the mitzvah has to be mezumenes lefanav, and it's not considered mezumenes lefanav. It's like oiver de oiver, it's too far away because you're scared. It's a very similar idea to not making the bracha while the robe is on, because it's too far away. Right? So akati gavra lo chazi means that you can't make the bracha when you're wearing the robe, because you can't make the bracha when you're naked, because you don't make brachas when you're naked. When you're wearing the robe, akati gavra lo chazi might mean not just that you're scared, but that it's not called over lasi yosin. Again, it's a bit of a stretch to say this is the pshat in the second day of Taisus, but there are some Rishonim in Psachim who sound something like this. The Ritva has such opinion, b'shem the Ra'ah, that you make the bracha after Tevila, like the Ramah says. But the Ritva B'Shem the Ra'ah adds a line. He says that just like a bracha that you have to make before Tevila, you can't make as a mashvi over lasi yosin. So also the Ritva quotes from the Ra'ah that you can't make the bracha after you come out of the mikvah until. You can't make the bracha after you come out of the mikvah if you were mafsik beforehand. Oiver lasi yosan means you can't have any hefsek between the bracha and going into the mikvah. Similarly, over lasi yosan means that after you come out of the mikvah, you can't have any hefsek either. After you come out of the mikvah, you cannot have any hefsek. So Reb Fivel Cohen writes in the Be'urim on page 128, there's some women who recite a bracha of Yehi Ratzon, who recite not a bracha, like a tchina, they recite a Yehi Ratzon. You should not recite the Yehi Ratzon before Tevila 1 and Tevila 2, like we'll talk about in a few minutes, because that'll be a hefsek. You shouldn't have a hefsek between the mitzvah and the bracha, even if you're making the bracha afterwards. In in the Shach, in Simin, in the Ramon, Simin Yud Tes, if there's a suffix on the Shechita, you make the bracha afterwards. But the Shach writes, you can't make the bracha afterwards if you're mafsek. You can't have a hefsek between the mitzvah and the bracha, even if the bracha is done afterwards. So let's just review what we have. We have a shita that the Ramah paskins like, that you make the bracha after the tevila. There are three perushim that I'm aware of in this shita. Either it's a gezeira atu tevila sker, which probably means it's a throwback to when the Baal Keri would not recite brachas, because that's right. It doesn't make sense to me why it would be atu only a ger. We have our kasha, what about tevilas kelim? Hard to answer. I guess there's a difference between tevilas kelim and tevila of humans. Somehow there's a difference. The second pshat we had is the pshat of the Bahag, that a nida adcha titbol doesn't recite brachas. The third pshat is the second approach in Tosfos, which is that we're scared that the woman might not recite a bracha at all. In the Sefer Shi'urei Harav on Yerideya, so they quote that Rav Soloveitchik felt that the reason why you can make certain brachas after the mitzvah is done is because these things are called a bracha on a chalos rather than a bracha on the mitzvah. In the Shi'urei Harav, page 137, they quote that the Or Zarua says that you make the bracha of Shechita after you do the mitzvah. It doesn't make sense. How do you make a bracha after the mitzvah is done? So the Rav said that the bracha after the mitzvah is because it's not a birchas ha-mitzvah per se. It's a bracha on the chalos. It's a bracha that now this animal is geshachten. Based on this, the Rav explained that there are rishayinim, as machlokes Rashbam and the Rabbeinu Tam, when you make the bracha of lahachniso bevriso shel Avraham Avinu, there's a bracha of al hamila, then there's a bracha of lahachniso bevriso shel Avraham Avinu. The Rashbam, the Rabbeinu Tam, disagrees that bracha made before the bris or after the bris. We try to follow the taz to make the bracha bein mila lepriya, which isn't shayach today, that we do mila and priya bevasachas. That's already something to ask your local Orthodox moyel. But the point is, the Rav said that there are two brachas on mila. When is the bracha on the meisa mitzvah? Now there's the bracha on the chalos, that now you are a nimol. And there's something that sets in, a chalos, on your now nimol. The bracha of kiddushin, according to those who recite the bracha afterwards, is because the bracha on the chalos. It's not a matir. It's a bracha on the chalos. The bracha of geiros, the Rav says, is a bracha on the chalos kedushas Yisrael. The Rav developed this yesod, that there's such a thing called a bracha on the chalos, and therefore the bracha of tevila also is a bracha on the chalos. Based on this, Rav Soloveitchik is of the opinion that when you have a tevilas ger katan, if you have a baby and you put the baby in the mikveh, so do you make the bracha before you put the baby in or after? Right? So the Beis Din recites the bracha, not the baby, no? The baby don't recite the bracha, gentlemen. The Beis Din recites the bracha. So if the Beis Din recites the bracha, mistaber, that the Beis Din is already Jewish. They can recite the bracha beforehand. Zakrav Soloveitchik, no. The bracha is on the chalos. And because the bracha is on the chalos, you make the bracha afterwards. If that's the case, so we could explain that the bracha of tevila by a nida going to the mikvah is a bracha on the chalos, and that's why you make the bracha afterwards. This could explain also, there's a discussion in the Achrayim, the Badei HaShulchan Sifkat and Hay has it. When a woman goes to the mikvah, mikoach kesem, that's tamei. Every kesem that's tamei is fundamentally a suffik. So fashteich, I understand you have to go to the mikvah, but do you make a bracha when you go to the mikvah on a kesem? So Reb Chaim Kohen, the Badei HaShulchan in the Sifkat and Hay, he quotes Machlokes Achronim. Yeshakasu, there's some who say the Tiferes Tzvi, that's Reb Tzadik HaKayin of Lublin, that when you find a kesem, you make a bracha. Achayim Kasu, that's a Sefer Taharas Yisrael, that you don't make a bracha on the kesem because it's a suffik. And it's best, he says, if she can hear the bracha from someone else to be Yotze. That's what he tainis. It's better to hear the bracha from someone else. Haner lofian yistaiti, that according to Rav Soloveitchik, you would make the bracha even on a kesem, because if the din of the bracha is a bracha on the chalos tahara, so even if my tumah set in mikoyach safek, I have to make the bracha on the chalos of tahara. That, I think, is probably the pshat. Okay, so let's just review what we're up to. We have the Mechaber who holds like the Rabbeinu Chananel and most Yishonim that you make the bracha before you go to the mikvah. The Ramah says you make the bracha after you go to the mikvah. Both the Mechaber and the Ramah seem to say that you make the bracha only when you are dressed. That's what they both say. The Be'er Hetiv, however, quote from the Shlach HaKadosh, that the minhag is an she ma'ase yazhir lan shosein she yitbelu utavarech v'achar kach titbol shenis. Right? The an she ma'ase do what we call the Heiliger Seinfeld's double dip. You go down, make the bracha, go down, come up, make the bracha, go down a second time. The pashtus is that they do this in order to be yotze both shitos, just like we had in Kuftzad Yites, two minhagim, by carrying the comb with you and doing the chafifa in the mikvah, is to be yotze both chafifa immediately before tevila and chafifa earlier. Doing the chafifa on the entire body is to be yotze both shitas. No? We want to be yotze all the shitas. It could be that we yotze all the shitas. The Shlach HaKadosh says, you double dip. Now, the Dogo Me Revava, it happens, I'm at home and I have only the old set of Shulchan Aruch that I got for my bar mitzvah. So this Dogo Me Revava does not appear in my old set of the Shulchan Aruch that I got for my bar mitzvah. But Chacham Ovadi Yosef in the Taharas Habayis, page 514 and following, Chacham Ovadia quotes the Dogo Me Revava. He says it appears in Defus Vilna, whatever that is. In Defus Vilna, it appears. Now, the other Defusim, he was sensitive to my issue. I'm actually making myself nuts this morning. I'm like, where's my Dogo Me Revava? I know it's in like my Makom in Yeshiva, but I can't get there now. Like, whatever. Gezeres Hashmad of COVID, something like that. So Dogo Me Revava asks Akasha. He says, I don't understand. You want to make the bracha, you want to be yotze boshitis, but it doesn't make sense. You're not allowed to make a bracha after you do the mitzvah. We don't follow that orzarua. You can make a bracha after you do the mitzvah. So she's already tahira. Once she dipped once, how can you make the bracha afterwards? Elamai, you have in mind that the first tevila is no good. Well, does that really help? The Mechaber in the Ramah in the end of Kuf Tzadiches discuss a nida shetavla below kavana. If you go to the mikvah beli kavana, so the Mechaber holds that she's muteris labayla. The Ramah writes that some are machmen, she has to go a second time. So l'cha'ira, maybe our minhag of saying the bracha is because it's ke'ilu you Kili Yatobelas below Kavana. And we have to assume that the Tevila Rishona is not good because it's Kili Yav Kavana that it should not be a Tevila. Meaning, even though according to the Mechaber, you're Muteris Labaila, but if you have Kavana Shalom Latzes, by means that you're not yotze. So here it's the same thing. Now, of course, the Radvaz writes that this sugya is completely unconnected to the din of kavana shelo latzeis, the din of mitzvah tzrichas kavana. And l'cha'ayre the Ramah in Kuf Tzadiches is saying it only as a chumra to go a second time. But to make a bracha based on that is very difficult. It's very difficult to assume that you make a bracha based on the Ramah who says that there's a chumrah to go down a second time. Right? We don't make a bracha, it's chumrah. So this minhag of Ashkenazim, that we do the double dip, and somehow that helps with the tevila, because it's going to be considered over lasi yosin according to the Mechaber, right? It's very hard. Right? What do you gain by the second dip? L'chari, the first dip is good enough, no? Ashkenazim recite the bracha afterwards, based on one of the three reasons that we said earlier. To dip a second time, that's very not mistaber. So what's this based on? So Chacham Ovadia Yosef in the Taharas Abayis has the following shtickle Torah. There's a Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah in Hilchos Ovos Hatuma Perek Vov says, Ba'ali Yoso Min HaMikvah, you become Tahira. The Tahira doesn't set in until you leave the Mikvah. Now, what does that mean? So one would have thought that that means that Kol Zman, you're underneath the water, you're not Tahira. You become Tahira when you pop your head up. But he quotes that many, I don't know many, there are some Achrayinim, the Chabina Rav, in the Sefer Kochav Miyakov. Shabina Rav writes that the Pshat and the Kesef Mishnah is until you come out of the mikvah, Tahara doesn't set in at all. And he says, this has to be the Pshat, because the Gemara tells me that if someone is no der min hamayon, so there's a discussion that whether we say mitzvah tzrichas, whether we say mitzvah slavli honos nitnu or not. Even though mitzvah slavli honos nitnu, the Ramon writes, the Ran and the Dharm writes, I'm getting drunk already, and that if there's physical hana'a, we don't say mitzvah l'hanas nitnu. So how come Neider min Hamayan is allowed to go to the mikveh? So the answer is that it's not considered physical hana'a if you're going to the mikveh bimei hagashamim. It's in the winter, no physical hana'a. There's physical hana'ah when you come out. Even if you're mitzvah hanas nitnu, the tevila is the mitzvah. When I come out, there's physical hana'ah and it's not a mitzvah anymore. So everyone should say it's usher to go to the mikvah when you're noidim in amayin. Because when you come out, it's a problem. The teretz is the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah says, pardon me, the Kesef Mishnah writes that you're not tahar until you come out of the mikvah. And Ken Zayin, that means that you're not tahar until the entire body emerges from the mikvah. And therefore, the double dip is gevaldik, because it's still considered over lasi yasan according to this Kesef Mishnah. Maybe based on the rules of Nitzok, the rules of Kozma Mechubar Lamayim, right? The din is, let's have a mikvah mitzum tzemes, only 40 sa'ah. Right, so if I still have my toe touching the mikvah, so whatever waters on my body is mechuber to the mikvah, so until I completely emerge, I'm mechuber to the mikvah. So therefore, the tower doesn't set in. So maybe that's what this minhag is based on. Again, it's hard to know. The minhag is that you recite the bracha between Tevila Rishona and Tevila Shnia. We pointed out from the Avnei Nezer that when you go to the mikvah on Shabbos, you go to a warm mikvah on Shabbos, that itself is so difficult, so you should only dip one time and recite the bracha afterwards. Some women have a mikvah to have a minhag to dip three times. Sefer Chassidim writes, "Zarakti aleichem mayim tohirim utahartem tohirim utahartem mikol tamoseichem kogi lechem atahereshem dry mol tohirim tahartem atahar." Three times, Sefer Chassidim says, "You're right. Go in three times." Some women have a practice of going in seven times. No idea where that comes from. But Bekitzer, this idea of being Tovel twice, the minig of the Shla, it is hard to understand, like the Zagomer Ravava asks Akasha. There are a few other issues that come up in terms of the same with Bracha when you're undressed. Just a regal Achas, there are three types of being undressed that might prevent you from making a bracha. There's a din of Gilui Erva, that's a din Deiraisa. Can't make a bracha when the genitals are exposed. There's a din of Libo Rosa Erva, that when your heart sees the Erva, you can't make a bracha. And then there's a din when your eyes see the Erva, you can't make a bracha. These dinim are din one and din three. If I see Lo Yeira Ebecha Ervas Dover, so if the erva is exposed, that's considered lo yira'e. If my eyes see it, that's lo yira'e. Libo ro'as ha'erva, the pashtus is a din d'rabbanan. The libi ro'a harbe omol. That's what the pasuk in Kohelet says, that there's a din of re'iyas ha'leiv. Pashtus is that's a din d'rabbanan. So that's one nekuda, the difference between libo ro'as ha'erva and everything else. Another nekuda of difference is that there are some Rishayim, Rashi and Brachas Chafeir and Beis, paskins that there's no such thing of Libo Ro'as Ha'erva. We paskin there's no such thing. The third difference between Einayim Ro'as Ha'erva, Libo Ro'as Ha'erva, etc., is the opinion of the Orchos Chaim, that's quoted in Orch Chaim Simin Ayin Dalin, that by Noshim, because the Erva is Lamata Ma'od, so there's no such thing as Libo Ro'as Ha'erva, because the Erva is Mamish at the bottom. So there's no din of Libo Ro'as Ha'erva at all. Tosfos in Psachim, that we began our conversation with, Tosfos in Psachim says, Azoy, the Lashon of Tosfos in Psachim, that you can't make the bracha before you go to the mikvah, because it's a din of Liboy Roy Es Ha'erva. Even though we're talking about women, Liboy Roy Es Ha'erva, meaning Tosfos disagrees with the Orchos Chaim. So Halacha L'Maisa, what do we do? So the Taz writes over here that the din of Gilui Erva, which is a din d'oraisa, doesn't apply if it's mechusa, even if it's mechusa with anything. So it's covered with water, even clear water, there's no Gilui Erva. It's similar to the discussion in the Achreinim about can you have a clear challah cover? Right? If you assume that the din is that the challah shouldn't see the kiddush, it's going to be busha to the challah. So is it called seeing? Is it called Gilui when it's a clear challah cover? Again, this is already pilpul, that is not correct. But the Taz writes, it's not called Liboy. The Taz writes that we're assuming that there's no Libo Rosa Erva by Noshim. You have to assume it's not Gilui Erva by Noshim, because it's Gilui. It's not Gilui, what's Mechusa, even if it's Mechusa, something clear. L'Rav Fidimus, it's better to dirty up the water. But in our mikvahs, I don't have dirt at the bottom, you can't dirty up the mikvah. Make sure it's not Einayim Rosa Erva, so look outside. That's our practice. The minig of the Ramah and the Mechaber is that they would mamish b'choshesh for real gilay erva. That covered with water isn't good enough. That's why they'd make the bracha only when they're wearing a robe. Right? The Mechaber make the bracha wearing a robe before you go in. The Ramah making the bracha wearing the robe after you come out. Our practice to make a bracha in the mikvah is actually difficult. The Taz happens to have a chumrah that the breasts should also not be exposed when you recite the bracha. You should recite the bracha only when your neck is exposed. Okay, whatever it is, the Mishnah Berurah does not quote that point of the Taz. But basically, what emerges from this conversation, and again, you have to go through the Shach and the Taz, and there's much more to be said over here. We, L'chaira, are holding like the Arches Chaim. The Bach does not paskin like the Arches Chaim, but L'chaira, our practice is like the Arches Chaim, that there's no din of Libo Rosa Erba by Noshim, and that's against Taisus. The whole Taisus that begins this conversation in the Taisim Psachim on Zayin Amid Beis assumes that there is a din of Libo Rosa Erba by Noshim. Okay, so gentlemen, I spoke a lot today because I wanted to finish the material. So we can have Chazara for a while now. I hope that the Bechina would be, I think we said Monday, a week from Monday, Abolein Ulatova. That is going to be the 10th of January. Is that correct? Because today's the 2nd. That means tomorrow's the 3rd. That means a week from tomorrow's the 10th. I went to Yeshiva Farakway, so I know how to do that type of arithmetic. Okay, Chavra. I'm around in terms of answering questions. I hope to be around in the Beis Medrash. Emir Hashem. Okay, gentlemen, have a great day.